Good morning, everybody. Welcome to SP, UMP. If you would just pray with me. Jesus, we thank you for this morning. We thank you just for this holiday season and the celebration of your birth and all that you've done. And we're just so joyful and grateful. And Lord, we just want to offer you this morning. And would you come and speak to us and touch us this morning? And Lord, would you use me as well to just share your truth, and that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit and be touched this morning. Thank you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to read from Acts. We're going to read from verse 12 to 16. And just prior to verse 12 was the story of Ananias and Sapphira and the result of them and the result of what happens when you break the unity and lie and deceive, and which is God basically killed them. So starting at verse 12, Acts 12. At the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were taking place among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's portico. But none of the rest dared to associate with them. However, the people held them in high esteem, and all the more believers in the Lord, multitudes of men and women, were constantly added to their number, to such an extent that they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and pallets, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any one of them. Also, the people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing people who were sick or afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all being healed. Amen. Amen. So this verse, especially Acts 12, might sound very familiar to you, or at the least the mention of when they said Solomon's portico. And that's where we get the name of our church from, Solomon's Porch. So to a certain extent, what is talked about here is probably as SP, Solomon's Porch, is what we hope to be or what we are modeling after. And a few things of notice are happening in the church at this time as the Holy Spirit is just moving and setting the foundation for the church. First, if you notice in verse 13, it says, but none of the rest dare to associate with them. However, the people held them in high esteem. So this is the other people within the community who were not believers. And why it says none of the rest dare to associate with them, because I think they saw the miracles that were happening, and it was just like maybe too crazy for them, but also as a result of earlier of Ananias and Sapphira, right? Where you have, basically they saw, oh, this faith is serious. If you don't get your life right, if you don't do things, if you don't take it seriously, you'll die. So as a result, some people looking in were like, oh, this is serious. But yet, they still held them in high esteem, because even though this was such a serious faith that people were committing them to, they saw that, oh, these are good people. There were people filled with integrity, people who were, you know, going out and doing outreach and affecting the community. And so, one, this is how we should have people perceive us too, right? And to a certain extent, hopefully, I've heard that at SP, among the different churches, one of the adjectives that was described SP is hardcore, right? So some people take that. I've heard some people say, oh, I don't like that. But to me, I like that, right? So if you want to join SP, to a certain extent, you have to take it seriously because, you know, otherwise people will get in your face if you're not taking it seriously to a certain extent. But hopefully it's not just, oh, they're serious, but also like this, that we are still held to high esteem, that they still see that we are inclusive, still love people, right? Doing outreach, touching our community. So that's one. Two, there's two responses that the people had. And the second is, this is from starts at verse 12. It says, or at the end of verse 12, it says, they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And so this is talking about the unity. And I know when you first say, oh, that's cool, not a big deal. It's a big deal because multitudes of believers, multitudes of people were coming. So many people, right? And it even says, not just, it's all types of people, people who are sick, even your people bringing their sick friends. And so all over the place, different people of cultures and, you know, social economic class were coming together. It's if anything, it should be chaos. People shouldn't be understanding each other. Yet, there was unity, right? And that's actually what I love about House Church. And that's actually, if I were to say the secret to my House Church, I'm sharing this with all the leaders. This is literally the secret of my House Church. Is all we do at the very beginning, whenever we have a newcomer come to our House Church, first time, we make sure, it's kind of harder now because now we eat, but before we didn't have food because we used to meet at 4 p.m. As soon as they come and we start House Church, we will pray and prophesy over that newcomer. And we don't even, sometimes we even, I think all we ask is their name. So when we talk to them, we can call them by name. And what happens is God is faithful, right? We prophesy over them, and basically we share God's heart. And then I would say 80% of the time, and this doesn't mean that 80% of the time Holy Spirit is moving. I think 100%. But 80% of the time, whoever we're prophesying over ends up crying. And then as soon as they cry, I'm like, they're going to stay. Not always, but most of the time. And it's not just they're touched by God's love, but we're also touched by God's love and being used. And when that happens, it's like, whereas, you know, if you do an icebreaker, oh, hi, let's go around, this is good, I'm not bashing it, but like, share your name and your favorite ice cream, and you go around. And sometimes you're like, okay, like now we have an ice cream flavor connection. But when you have a God connection and God does that, it's like, it's amazing. And you see how people who are so different from different cultures, different places, even for me, I'll confess, sometimes, like people come and I judge them, right? I'm like, oh, this person's weird. And I'm the leader. I'm like, this person's weird. Oh, this person's really needy. Oh, man. And even if through my flesh and my judgment, like I've already closed my heart or like, you know, like I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not going to let them latch onto me. So I'm going to keep a nice distance. But then God comes, he shows up, and he connects us, and there's like love. And yeah, that's the unity, right, where it can bridge all those things, and your people can come together with one accord, where you sense love for one another despite all the differences, or even despite our inability to socially connect with someone and understand someone. Holy Spirit can do that. And So this is, I would say, a miracle in itself, where that unity of one accord can come into a place with so many different people. So that's the second thing, one accord. And the third thing is simply signs and wonders were taking place. So much so that it kind of freaked out some people. So much so that people were just bringing all their sick friends over, that they had so much faith and hope that they would be healed, that even they were hoping just to, you know, have Peter's shadow fall upon them, and they would hope that they would be healed. So that was what's happening. And we have the well, so we offer that opportunity, right? But hopefully it's not just happening in SP, but also even outside of SP. And I was very challenged by this, and I think this is for us today, this challenge, which is, it's great that, you know, we're pursuing God's word and we're sharing the love of God and the word of God with our friends and people and those who are broken as well. That's part of it. But then the other part is the signs and wonders where we touch people and they are transformed, resurrection power, and they're transformed inside and out. And I think last week I was watching this movie called Holy Ghost. And that, I think it's called Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. I think it's Holy Ghost. And it's from this series that the first one was called Finger of God, Furious Love. I forgot the third one. And then they had Holy Ghost. And in this film, main guy, his name is Todd White. He's got like dreadlocks, and he's literally just going around, not just praying, he's like praying for people, praying for things, and other guys are doing it too, and they're very not like, oh, let me just, do you want prayer? Okay, I pray. But they'll like get feedback and ask them, oh, is it better? What percentage? All that. And in the end, their motive is actually what really touched me, right? Because I think oftentimes we're doing, okay, I got to do it out of obedience. I see that they're doing it here in Acts, so I got to do it, right? But as they were doing it, I was really touched because the whole purpose behind it was to reveal the love of God, right? It's like, oh, you know, Eva, your ankle, like, do you feel something? It's like, it's because God loves you. Right? That's what it was all about. That was the motive. And I think oftentimes the problem is we make it about ourselves. Like, oh, I'm so scared. I don't want to be embarrassed. But you got to push that self-centeredness away and make it about God. And so as I was watching this video, there was something in me that I was like, oh, I want that. I want to experience that. I don't have enough of that opportunity. Like, you know, in the pastoral role, many opportunities to talk with people and you know, share God's truth. And that's great. But I wanted more. So I didn't think I even prayed, but I just had that, my spirit just like had that response. And then on Sunday, just this following Sunday, I was kind of sitting here and then, and please pray for her. You know, Miho, she's our AV person. She comes to the front for prayer, the well, and she's broken her ankle, full-on break, and she's got a cast on. And I'm like, oh, but they're busy. I was like, do you want me to pray for you? So I was just like, okay, it's not about me. And it was great. I think one of the great things about the seeing these movies is that they model it for you. And just to point out one thing is at this time, all the healings were being done by the apostles. And I think God chooses who to use at what time. So it's not even about us. But I think right here is because the apostles had to model how it was done first, right? And so she was sitting here and I put my hand on her cast. Oh, so I offered. I was like, okay, hey, I'll Do you want me to pray for you? Okay. And I prayed, and then I just recalled, like, oh, as Todd White and them were doing it, they were just asking questions. And I was like, I pray for our ankle. Very simple. It wasn't even, and they do it very simply, too, and concise. All I said was, like, Jesus, just heal this ankle fully in Jesus' name. Reconstruct, you know, her ligaments. Amen. And then I just like, hey, how was it? Do you feel anything? Zero faith. And she's like, yes. Actually, I feel a warmth in there. And I was like, oh. I'm like, it's not like I'm touching her skin, right? I'm touching her cast. I was like, really? I was like, really? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, let me pray again. And then, but the only thing that I couldn't do, which they did in the video, is like, why don't you test it out? Right? Why don't you move it around? I'm like, oh, is there anything you can do to see if it's better? Like, move it around? Or he's like, oh, I can't because it's in my cast. I was like, oh, okay. But I was still so happy, right? Like, oh, you just got to step out. I think it's not just step out in faith, but have that desire, right? And when I saw that, God, he saw in my spirit, like, oh, he desires that. Let me give him an opportunity. Even though I had that moment of uncomfortableness, right? Like, oh, really? But I just did it. So I'd like to invite Mon today. And I know at SP we all believe in the supernatural. We believe in the present day moving of signs and wonders and the Holy Spirit. And again, it's not meant to, the message is not meant to make you uncomfortable and be like, oh, because Kenny said so, because in Acts they do it, then I have to do it as well, right? But it's all about the love of Jesus, wanting to be revealed to others. And for us as Christians, is whether you have a desire to be a part of that, to be a part of God's love being revealed to other people, and even for you to experience Him, experience His supernatural, miraculous resurrection power to bring instantaneous change and transformation. And if that's you and you want that, just come into agreement with that in your spirit.
Is like the mighty man.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we just desire for more, Lord, to experience you in different ways, Lord, especially in the area of even signs and wonders where we would be used so that people would know how much you desire and love them, that you would, you know, come and personally just touch someone to be healed so that they would know that you're real, that you are a God that cares and would initiate, Lord. And we just want to just be so open to you, be open to praying for the sick, to prophesy and bring hope and inspiration into those who are broken, Lord. And would you lead us and use us and open our eyes to opportunities that are there, Lord, and that we would be moved by your boldness. God, we thank you. Amen. Let's cover our community, pray for healing for those who are going through cancer and also going through the chemo and radiation therapy process. Let's also cover our community who are sick, loved ones who are sick, also in need of salvation. Let's pray for God's love to touch and that the people around them would also have opportunity to share with them the gospel. Also cover those who are suffering from infirmities. Pray for God's healing. Community who's looking for jobs, let's pray that God would lead them to the job that is perfect for them, that they would spend this time seeking His face as they have more time. Go to our Thursday prayers. Let's cover Singapore, SPSG, led by Pastor Sam Kim and Annie. And let's also cover Indonesia, SPIN, our Hong Kong SP SPIN, SP Indonesia, and cover Pastor Salomon and Mimi. Thank you. cover prayer and healing ministries, intercessory prayer led by Matt, our healing, physical healing at the Well by P. Ricky, and also our inner healing ministry, The River, led by Belinda and Janice as Rachel's on maternity leave. Cover the education ministries, Noah's Ark with P. Mary Yuling, SP Youth, and also SPU. Let's pray for opportunities for the students to experience God and to also share as well. Pray for the Thursday outreaches, SP Lights and Homie Outreach. Jesus, we thank you for who you are and as the one who initiated with us in our relationship, the one who is constantly pursuing us, and just so generous, Lord. We're so grateful for what you have done in our lives and how you satisfy us and provide for us in every area of our lives as well. And because of that, we can so freely also love on other people, love on people within our community, as well as people outside our community, Lord, because of your abundance that you have provided and released upon us, God. I pray that that we would not just know that, but that we would also live it out in action, offering people our time, our talents, as well as our riches, as well as that we would be open to be used by you as well, to pray, prophesy, and heal as well. Would you just bless everyone here today? Bless them with discernment to hear and know your will upon them. Bless them with opportunities to be used, Lord, and just bless them to be so connected with you this day. I thank you. Pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.